Hello everyone, and welcome to special episode 29 to Lost in Translation 1. I'm May, and I'm here alone because I'm here to talk about Digimon Lynx, because it came out yesterday, which was Wednesday the 4th of October, and it came out around 6 p.m, so I was just getting home from work. So it's a pretty good timing, and I just got the notification. This was over 24 hours ago now. And it's still not out for iOS, I believe, but it is out in the US on the Google Play Store. So you should get that if you're in the US or Australia. I'm not sure if it's out anywhere else. I haven't seen any news about that, but so I can't help you there if you're not in Australia or the USA. But yeah, so it is really exciting that it's out, because there wasn't really any release date or much news. There was a trailer and there was a pre-registration page for Google Play. But besides that, there wasn't any, like, release date, and that was great. And I was kind of worried for the rest of the world, because with Digimon Heroes, when Digimon Heroes came out, that came out in Australia probably over a year before the global release. And it was out in Australia and Romania, I believe, for the test period. So we had Digimon Heroes for quite a while longer than the rest of the world, because I believe it only just came out a year or two ago, I think, maybe a year ago in America. I don't know. But it's nice that Australia, for some reason, is getting things earlier. And that's great, because we don't get anything else early. We may as well get mobile games, because we got Pokemon Go early as well. So, yeah. So I just thought I'd talk briefly about my first impressions of Digimon Lynx. When it came out in Japanese, I did jump on, but my Japanese was not... My Japanese is bad now, but it was even worse when Digimon Lynx first came out. And there was no furigana on the kanji, and I'm terrible with kanji even now. So it was rough, and I think I only played it for about half an hour anyway. So my impressions are more or less still pretty fresh. So I'll just go through I've took some sort of vague notes for this special episode, so I'm not just, you know, umming and ahhing around. So most of the time I'll be reading from this and my notes. So my first point is that it's sort of like the free-to-play kind of game where you build things in your city. So kind of like the My Little Pony app that I had a while ago, and The Simpsons Tapped Out, I think it's called. And there's a Smurf one, and another one that I really liked a couple of years ago called Dragonvale. So it's sort of like you build things, and then they live there, and you can click on them, and they make faces at you. So it's kind of like that. But in addition, it has this ability to fight, and because it's a Digimon game, you want the ability to fight. And there is a Colosseum, but I don't believe it's open yet. But for the main part, you go through like a campaign and you fight different Digimon, and it's different from what you'd expect. Like in Digimon Heroes, there's a chance to, once you defeat a Digimon, for it to drop the card, and you can have that Digimon, or you get like a fragment of that Digimon if it's an event Digimon. And this one, you mainly get Digimon by opening eggs, and you can either buy these with real money or you can collect them with coins. So it's very much like free to play. You pay to win, I guess. Yeah, you can pay for chances to open up the gacha. So it's sort of like a gachapon where they give you like a, you know, like, oh yeah, you for 200 digistones you can get 10 eggs, or you can get one for 20. And for one thing, I think that's weird. Usually that when they have that kind of thing, like, but if you buy 10 you get an extra free, or you get an extra 2 free, like Digimon Heroes has. But this one's just like, nope, 20 times 10 equals 200. You get, you for 20 you get one. For 200, you get 10. So that's kind of like a weird thing that I noticed that's inconsistent with other free-to-play games that I played. Again, I'm not sure what this is like in Lynx, because I barely looked at it. For starters, I really like the graphics in this game. I believe they seem to be quite similar to Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth graphics. I think they might be the same 3D models. So it's quite good graphics for a mobile phone game. And it runs pretty well on my phone. I have a fairly new phone, though. I have the Google Pixel, the first one, not the one that came out like today, but the first Google Pixel. And that's, so it's a pretty new-ish phone. It's like I bought it this for a couple of months ago, but I think the phone itself is like a year old. So it runs pretty well on a new-ish phone. And I also really like the audio, and it's not repetitive. Like it's not like an annoying earworm that won't go away. It's actually quite catchy. And you can of course mute it. So if you want to listen to a podcast like this one, or if you just want to listen to music, but you should listen to this podcast seriously. I believe the music seems, from what I've heard, to be be from Next Order, but, and this is only from my memory of when Digimon Lynx launched in Japanese, is that I'm pretty sure in the battle they had the Cyber Sleuth music. Now I think about it, it might actually be from Digimon World Redigitize, I think. I only played a little bit of that because my Japanese isn't too great, and there is some, as I mentioned many times before, there's some kanji with that furigana, and that's scary. So I think it might be actually from Redigitize, but maybe they replayed it again in Next Order. I don't know why I'm getting Next Order, but probably Redigitize. That probably sounds a bit right. Maybe. But I still vaguely remember there being some Cyber Sleuth music in the Japanese one, but I might be wrong there. So the gameplay is pretty fun. I really like the auto feature in battles. So you can either have skills on or skills off in auto mode. And this is sort of like a complaint that I have with a lot of RPG games where you go to auto mode because you just want to grind. And that's something that you have in this game. It's an RPG. If it's an RPG, they will be grinding. So you can either choose your Digimon to use their skills, so like that they use up attack points, which sort of you get more of every turn anyway, or you can have skill mode off, so it'll only use the basic attack and not use any attack points. And as for how data and battery intensive it is, it's the battery wise, it doesn't seem to be any different to other apps that I've played. As for data wise, it seems to be pretty good. I think I used about 100 megabytes today, and I'm pretty sure I was using basically the most of the day. Despite having work, I was relentless with this game. It is a really good game. Well, I mean, I like this game, personally. I'm enjoying this game, but it could just be because it's exciting to have a new Digimon game, and I will always like a Digimon game when it comes out. I mean, I liked All-Star Rumble. No one else did. I really liked it. I mean, I haven't played much of it. Like, I haven't, like, finished the campaign, but, like, you know, I've put a couple of hours into it. It's not terrible. As for compared to Digimon Heroes, it's much more fun than that. And I mean, like, I like Digimon Heroes, but it's very basic, and it's very addictive in the sort of, like, basic, oh yes, but they're pretty colours, and they make you feel good about yourself. Yay, pretty colours! This one seems to actually have, like, some thought, like, strategy into the fight, rather than just, oh, let's match up these three colors and hope that it makes more chains. And I don't know, I feel like there's more to it, and it's more fun. But I have heard that in high levels, once you get past ultimate, it gets a little bit more grindy, and I can kind of see that already, that I can see it becoming grindy. But it's fine, just get more Digimon, it's great. Digimon's great. Digimon are the champions, you see. The save is also only for the installation and isn't attached to any account, I think. There is a user number, so I might be wrong here, but it does say in one of the loading screens, oh, do not delete the installation because you will delete your save. Like, you will delete your account and you won't be able to retrieve it. However, there is on the home screen a button that says transfer, so maybe you can transfer it to a different device if you click that, but it's more or less like, if you break your phone, I don't think you can transfer it. I think you have to have your phone on hand, and I think you probably have to have whatever you're transferring it to on hand, and you probably have to click transfer on both. That is what I would assume. So yeah, if your phone just won't turn on, you can't use it. So basically, this game is as fun as you would expect a free-to-play game to be, but more. Like, I expect, like, oh, it's gonna be like a free-to-play game. I'm gonna, like, think it's fun, and then, you know, after the first day, I won't care about it. And I still care about it. It's been more than a day now, so that's good. And I loved Digimon Heroes when it came out, but it's so much better because it has better graphics. Like, the graphics are really good for a mobile game. They're more than I expect. And the animation's great too. And it's just really great. Like, I also like RPGs, so I can't imagine myself spending too much money on this game, since the majority of things to spend money on are more like those random gacha things that I was mentioning. And, you know, you can spend, like, some money on that, and you can open something that's not very good. So I can't imagine myself spending too much money on that, but if I continue to enjoy it for a while, I'll probably just, like, throw money at it, just because, like, I like supporting things that I enjoy, and I've spent money on Pokemon Go and Digimon Heroes, both because they've given me a lot of enjoyment, and so I'm just like, yeah, I'll put money towards this, because I support it, and I want the developers to know that I like this game, and I want more of it. And that's, like, the whole vote with your wallet thing, which I've mentioned on the main show before. And of course there are, like, daily quests because it's free to play, and all the free to play games have daily quests because they want to keep you interested in the game, and they want to possibly make you want to spend money, because if you enjoy it, you'll spend money and you'll be more invested in it. So there are daily quests and daily rewards, and that sort of makes the player want to keep on coming back. Like, oh, if you come back for 7 days in a row, you'll get a chance to have this Mega Digimon. And yeah, they use the English names of things, which is fine. It's in English, and I guess it's aimed at people who were watching Digimon in English, and they have the titles of rookie, champion, yeah, instead of child, adult. And yeah, it keeps me, it's going to keep me engaged because of those daily quests, and I feel like it'd be pretty bland without it, or blander. It's a fun game. And this game really makes me feel great because it's one of those things, it's got Digimon in it, it's great. And especially, I would recommend this game if you enjoyed similar sort of free-to-play games. I mean, if you enjoy Digimon Heroes, you'll definitely enjoy this. It's much better than Digimon Heroes. Also, the tutorial isn't as long as in other free-to-play games. Like, it didn't feel as long as other ones. It wasn't boring. And as I said, the graphics are really good. The character design is really great. And I really like the tutorial girl. I think her name's Rena. I'm terrible with names. But she's great. I love her. And as I mentioned, the only, like, thing so far that I guess is a problem is that if, like, I break my phone or I drop it down the toilet again, like I did with my last one, and it doesn't turn on, my save is gone. And that's bad, because I'd like to save it to the cloud or something. Because it's 2017, you should save everything to the cloud. And it seems more or less the same to the Japanese version, except obviously maybe it's been updated since then, and it may have the music from Next Order in comparison. But as I said, I didn't play enough of Digimon Links when it was in Japanese to really say too much about it. Like, I can't say, oh yes, I'm the expert of Digimon Links, when I'm not. I'm just someone who has played Digimon Links. And as for translation, it doesn't seem too bad. The only thing I've noticed is that when there's some text together on some of the loading screens, maybe they'll carry on to the next line, but there's nothing major. Like, there's no spelling mistakes. The grammar makes sense. There doesn't seem anything like is really a huge problem. So that's fine. And so that's basically like my first impression thoughts. I do intend on writing a review for our blog in about a week or so, just to see if my feelings have changed. No, it's a week after release, 6 days after this episode. I kind of want to revisit to see if maybe it was just the honeymoon period. Maybe I hate the game. Maybe the game's absolute rubbish. But I just wanted to sort of maybe compare what I think about now to what I think about in a week. So our Redbubble's linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. So check it out. It funds the show. It helps the show. It's great. Please do that if you want. Yay. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter. And you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Red thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we would appreciate if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher or whatever podcast listening service that you use. We also have a website. You can check out our blog. Please do. I'm starting to do the blogging thing. It's exciting. And you can vote in our weekly poll there or any surveys we have up. We have a release schedule. That's exciting. And you can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and on our website from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to our list of Slack chat group. But you can get access to other things like notes, early episodes, and more. And I don't breathe in these solo episodes. I want everyone to know that. So I'm out of breath. It's like so I'm sorry about that, but I'm terrible and awful at speaking by myself because there's not Jay to force me to breathe every so often. So basically, I have no time to draw breath. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast. Stevie is also Stevie Padamon on Tumblr and takes commissions. Wu Qinglong, who is on Twitch at Wu Qinglong. Metal Marmimon, Joe, Penguin Mage, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki 1 on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishpol Bamba, Hiroolatu, who is Hiroolatu on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Moragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who is Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, DeLady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at buguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchcoat, Azrael McCool, Nicholas, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who is Antoclassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who is Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kaliak, Neobu, Jams, the Time Optimist, and Silverhead Freak 25. You can also make one donation on PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/Edgemon. Make sure to listen to this podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!